All right. So new controversy. Well, it's not a controversy. It's a manufactured controversy, because if you actually watch the news programs and follow what's going on, and you're not just an outsider in the sense that you go by what you read in Time or the Daily Beast or Gawker, which I got to figure they're going to be going out of business soon after they got to pay Hogan $100 million. But if you're just a casual watcher, and you only get involved when you hear a controversy, then you get played the narrative, and you kind of fall for all the BS. But Megyn Kelly and Donald Trump got into a little dust up. Now, I'll tell you, you know how people do the, I think Donald Trump is secretly working with the Clintons to get Hillary elected. You know how you would hear that conspiracy lingo from Glenn Beck's? You hear people about Megyn Kelly and Fox News. If you really want to stretch these conspiracy theories, Megyn Kelly is never, ever popular as she is right now from her battle with Donald Trump. Not new on the scene. Not new. Not some Johnny from lately. He's been doing this. He got this push. Okay. She got good because of the Donald Trump and her having these stops. This is why, if you want to play into the conspiracy theory, if you really want to play into that, you could say that this Megyn Kelly, Trump, Fox thing is a way to, A, get ratings, B, make Megyn Kelly a star, seriously, she signed a $10 million book deal, I don't know, a month ago, 2 months ago. This Donald Trump feud put her on the map. I mean, she was doing New Year's Eve specials with I don't know, who, Bill, whoever. I mean, seriously, Brit Hume. I don't know who she would. I mean, she would do New Year's Eve specials. She did America's Newsroom. And then did the New Year's Eve special, All American New Year. I mean, that was Megyn Kelly. That was Megyn Kelly. She ain't getting no $10 million book deal because she's doing the, a New Year's special, okay? She's not doing a $10 million book deal because she's a part of the Red Eye with Greg Gutfeld. All right? Ain't happening. It's not happening. The Kelly fire started in 2013. Again, the only people that really knew of her would be conservatives. Sure, every so she would get lambasted by Jon Stewart or Stephen Colbert for doing things like Santa Claus is, you know, supposed to be white and you can't have a black Santa Claus and so forth and so on. But people that watch conservative talk or TV or that whole world, they knew her. Your average Joe didn't know who Megyn Kelly was. Well, Trump comes along. They start a little feud. And now she is Diane Sawyer. Seriously, she's Diane Sawyer. Prior to Trump, the only people that would talk about her, the only crossover would be other political type shows, and it would be a mock fest. Oh, look at this anchor on Fox, this Megyn Kelly talking about Santa Claus and white or black or whatever the hell it is, or Jesus being white or black or whatever the hell it is. Ha ha ha! Look at her, she's stupid. Ha ha ha! Ha ha ha! Now you have everybody from The View to the Kelly and Choda or whatever. Kathy and Choda, whatever, the Kathy Lee Gifford or whatever the hell it is. Kathy and Choda. Yeah, I mean, literally, the daytime talk, The View, the five girls and a dumb guy. I don't know. Everything that's on TV in the morning that cater to your average housefrau or your manfrau, whoever is just home, whoever's home at noon, whoever's home at noon, it could be a guy, could be a woman, whoever, whoever's there, whoever is taking care of the kids, whoever's not taking care of the kids. If there's no kids, they're just home. They don't have a job. They work from home. I don't know. Whatever. All these people talk about Megyn Kelly fighting with Trump. All these people. Oh, my gosh. Oh, man. This is it. Let's go. So, remember, tonight was supposed to be the Republican debate in Utah. I think it was Utah. They're planning to have it. Because tomorrow is primaries for Utah and primaries for Arizona. I didn't forget about that. We'll talk about that in a little bit. And I think it was the Utah. I think they were having the debate. I think. I could be wrong, but regardless, they were supposed to debate, and it was supposed to be Fox. And last week, Trump pulled out. Trump said, "I'm not debating. It's over. It's done. There's no need to debate anymore. I've had enough debates. Okay, we don't need to do this again. Doesn't matter if there's five people. Doesn't matter if there's 10 people. Doesn't matter if there's two people. Enough's enough." We can only say the same thing over and over. We can only have Megyn Kelly and Bret Baier beat the crap out of us. Or I should say beat the crap out of Trump over and over. So he refused to do it. Trump's not doing it. Now, the last debate from CNN and from Fox did huge ratings. Now, Megyn Kelly likes to downplay this. She likes to downplay this. She likes to say, well, you know, our debate that Trump wasn't at, we did 13 million. When we did it again, we did, 14 or 14 and a half. Sure, it was more, but it was only a million. It wasn't that big. And CNN, of course, they did theirs, and they got only a million more than us. And listen, rather it's a million, rather it's 2 million, rather it's 3 million, that's big action, okay? That's big action. In the TV world and how ratings work, that's big action. That's big action. And when Trump said, I'm not doing the debate, and then John Kasich said, well, if Trump's not going to go there, I'm not going to go, which is kind of funny because Kasich has been complaining that he doesn't get enough time. I don't get enough time. I don't get enough time. These debates, I don't get enough time. Where's my time? Why don't I get time? And here he had a chance to be on the stage, mano a mano, him and Cruz, for 2 hours. And Kasich said, no, I don't want to do it. If Trump's not going to be there, I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. Even though he's behind Cruz. So you would think he would want to have a debate against Cruz so people could see that he, not Cruz, is the legitimate alternative to Trump. But anyways, he pulled out. So Fox, you watch the Fox shows, O'Reilly, Hannity, Greta, they all dissect the candidates, whether it's them or they have guests. But for the most part, it's balanced. So if Hannity has somebody that is going to talk about Trump and say he's a monster and he's an a-hole, Kennedy will be the person that balances that person out. So if it's a one-on-one, so Hannity has Karl Rove on, or Hannity has Krautheimer on Trump and say, yeah, he's this and he's that, Hannity will go, well, wait a minute, what about this, what about that, and gives pushback. Now, if it's a panel, balances it out with a pro and a negative. So he has a Karl Rove, and then he has a Roger Stone, and they go at each other. Megyn Kelly, the opposite. Megyn Kelly will literally devote 45 minutes bashing on Trump. Literally, just ripping him apart. Rather, it's her doing a segment she's talking about Trump, or she has a panelist that's talking about Trump where she just shakes her head and nods and goes, uh-huh. I call her the non-lesbian Rachel Maddow. But even that's not fair to Rachel Maddow, because Rachel Maddow isn't as brutal as Megyn Kelly is. And I'll get this on Twitter. I'll get people, well, Rob, you know, how could Trump deal with Putin if he can't deal with little Megyn Kelly? But that's not the point. The point is Fox is supposed to be the MSNBC to Republicans. Now, Republicans and Donald Trump, you know, because that's who we're talking about, get blasted by CNN and MSNBC and ABC and NBC and Seth Meyers and Stephen Colbert and John Oliver and Bill Maher. I mean, it's endless. Fox is supposed to be the equivalent of MSNBC and what they do for liberals. That's what Fox is supposed to be, the friendly station, regardless if they're Republicans that are not liked by other Republicans, i.e. Donald Trump. So when Megyn Kelly was after Trump, it has nothing to do with, oh, Putin, this. It has to do with, hey, you're not supposed to be doing this. You're not supposed, you're supposed to be on our side. You're supposed to be on my side. You know, if you're a Republican and you watch political TV, Fox is supposed to be your safe home. Like I said, have some people that will talk bad about Trump or Cruz or whoever, fine. But you got to have pushback. You can't have it be 45 minutes of just blasting. And that's what Megyn Kelly does. Now, when Trump canceled the debate, it was full on just attack mode. It obvious Roger Ailes and Rupert Murdoch were really, really upset that Donald Trump cost them millions of dollars. I mean, tens of millions of dollars. The debate was canceled, but the minute that happened, CNN scheduled a it's like a candidate's forum, I guess you could call it. Today on CNN, they're going to be talking to all the candidates. So Kasich, Trump, Cruz, Hillary, Bernie, it's all taking place today. So not only does Fox lose this debate, not only do they lose 15, 16 million people watching this debate, not only do they lose that, but CNN has all the candidates on at that time. So they lose the millions and millions of people that would watch the debate. They lose that. And then CNN uses those people to have their own, not a debate, but a showcase of the candidates. So millions of people will be watching CNN instead of Fox. So they're livid. So they told Megyn Kelly, you go after Trump. So, man, she just stepped up the attack. So Trump went on Twitter and basically said, do not watch Megyn Kelly. Boycott Megyn Kelly. She's crazy. She's crazy. Megyn Kelly's crazy. Boycott Megyn Kelly. She's crazy. That was it. That's all he said. He said everybody should boycott the Megyn Kelly show. Never worth watching. Always a hit on Trump. She is sick and most overrated person on TV. That was it. And Fox News put out a response that said, and this got all the talk shows spending hours. Fox said Donald Trump's attacks against Megyn Kelly and his extreme sick obsession with her is beneath the dignity of a presidential candidate who wants to occupy highest office land. This is from Irina Bronte, who's a spokesman for the network. Megyn is a great journalist and one of the leading anchors in America. We're extremely proud of her phenomenal work and continue to fully support her throughout every day of Trump's endless barrage of crude and sexist verbal assaults. Imagine that. Sexist verbal assaults. As a mother of three young children with a successful law career, second highest rated show in cable news, second. I love that. It's especially deplorable for her to be repeatedly abused just for doing her job. Just doing her job. And then Hope Hicks responded on Saturday. Despite the fact that he wants nothing to do with her and will not appear on her show due to her extremely biased reporting, much of the program is about him anyway on a nightly basis. That's what I say. Unlike Megyn Kelly, who resorts to putting out statements via Fox News, Mr. Trump will continue to defend himself against the inordinate amount of unfair and inaccurate coverage he receives on her second-rate show each night. And that was from Hope Hicks. It's amazing to me how in this election cycle, because I don't remember it being any other time, and I think it's mainly the culture that Obama has fostered into to our lives, and that is second, third, fourth, fifth is awesome. Again, you heard the Fox people, the second highest rated show. That's a Megyn. You know, again, Friday, Megyn Kelly spent the entire time talking about Donald Trump, and it was funny because every segment was bashing Trump. Every segment was bashing Trump, and she had a media analyst or one of these people to discuss the billions of dollars of free advertising that Trump has gotten and what it means. And again, I said this last week. They never discussed the fact that all this media that Trump gets for free is bad media. Even if they broadcast a Trump speech, even when they broadcast a Trump speech, it is followed with a panel to discuss how he's horrible and the things that he said were horrible and how he is wrong. And it's like a cigarette commercial. It's a commercial for cigarettes. But at the end of it, the person has a colostomy bag or a hole in their throat, and it basically says, don't smoke. But the lead up is, oh, let's smoke. Look at the cigarettes. They're like candy. Yeah, 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 yeah. And then you're going to die with a hole in your throat. So Megyn Kelly was doing this spiel with this guy. And this is the funny thing. Megyn Kelly's saying, I know why the media does it. I know why the networks do it, because it gives them ratings. I understand that. I get it. Let's take my show, for instance. I haven't had Donald Trump on for 9 months, and I still have the second rated, highest rated show on this network. I have the second. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, it's not first. You're not first. You're second. You're second. And yet your entire program in a small box, in a small window that is in on your entire show is protesters from a Trump rally. Trump is getting ready to go and speak, and you have a live feed that is outside the Trump rally shooting protesters, swearing into the camera. And every so, you're going to a full screen of the protesters because you have a reporter that is there. And every so, you have to hit the dump button or you have to apologize because these protesters are saying F Trump to the camera. So, yeah, you don't have Trump on your show, but you talk about Trump, and you're showing protesters live on your show in a small window into the left throughout the night. So, yeah, you still are talking about Trump or showing Trump. But more than that, you're second. That's like a football team. That's like a football team. That, you know what that is? That's like, it's like my precious Buffalo Bills, okay? Yeah, that's like my precious Buffalo Bills. And them saying, you know, we don't spend the money for, I don't know, a number two wide receiver, whatever. We don't spend the money, or we don't do a certain thing. And look at us, we're in the Super Bowl. Yeah, but you haven't won. You've lost four Super Bowls in a row. Yeah, but we're in the Super. Okay, but who won the Super Bowls? Well, the Cowboys. Okay. Well, don't you want to be like the Cowboys? Don't you want to win? It used to be about winning. But Megyn Kelly is like Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz. It's like, I have the second highest rated show. So you don't have the first. You're second. You're a silver medalist, stupid. What's wrong with you? So, of course, this dust-up prompts Anderson Cooper to spend an entire hour talking about Megyn Kelly, talking about Donald Trump, talking about why Donald Trump is upset at Megyn Kelly, and how it makes Donald Trump look silly that he is still mad at Megyn Kelly over the conversation that he had, or that she questioned him at the debate. It's not a conversation. Well, okay, I guess it kind of was a conversation. Really wasn't a debate. It was a question. It was, you are this, you are that, you are this, you are that. What do you have to say? So Anderson Cooper goes, just Donald Trump, he's so silly to still have those feelings. And I'm thinking, Anderson, are you stupid, or are you naive? Are you purposely doing this? You have no idea You have no idea that it's a little deeper. You have no idea that it's a little deeper. Really? You have no idea that it's a little bit deeper than the debate question? Are you serious? Like, really? And then after Cooper spent an hour, Don Lemon spent an hour. They have a panel. They have a panel of women calling Trump a misogynist, calling Trump sexist, all because his hatred for Megyn Kelly. And it goes back to the question she asked again, another talk show that is either clueless, naive, or purposely doing what they're doing. But it all goes back to my beginning statement, which is if you want to play the conspiracy angle, if you really want to play the conspiracy angle, one could say, is this all just a work between Trump, Megyn Kelly, Fox News, to get ratings Fox, to get ratings for Megyn Kelly, and of course, ratings and publicity for Donald Trump? Some could say that. Some could say that. If you want to play the Alex Jones conspiracy theory, you can play that. Or it really is anger on Fox's part because they're missing out on tens of millions of dollars. They told Megyn Kelly to step up the attacks. And Trump is set up with a network that is supposed to be an ally and having a host that spends every waking minute of her show attacking Trump. And he can't take it anymore. Who knows? But